Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, the recollections of A.T. Jack Furlong.
I was born in 1871. My full name is Arthur Thomas Furlong, but I've always went by the name of Jack. My father came round the horn with his uncle, who was an old sea captain. He landed in San Francisco in 1849 and struck out for the mines. He was a harness maker by trade. He started a harness shop up at Mendocino, and then he moved to Salmon Creek. He run a harness shop there when all those railroad ties was hauled in with teams of horses. There was a big demand for railroad ties. Well, now that demand is dropped. But there was redwood ties, you know. And 4- and 6-horse teams would haul those ties to the landing, and then they would ship 'em on the boats from Salmon Creek and all those ports along there. My father used to make the harness for those teams. It was all heavy harness to stand those heavy drafts. These roads there was very bad in the winter and dusty in the summer. See, now you take it from Navarro to Casper, it'd take you 3 days. You get on the stage at Navarro, first night you stopped in Mendocino. If you got there at all, you got there way in the middle of the night. And the next day you started for Fort Bragg and got there way in the middle of the night. So it was all downhill and up. And I began work as a band filer for the Navarro Mill Company on July 11th, 1890. We had an awful tussle with the bandsaws. They were new in this country, and they'd break 5 or 6 a day. They could hardly sell any lumber at all. That big mill was only cutting about 40,000-50,000 a day, and half of that they couldn't sell. So they tried everybody, hired anybody came along, had as many as 5 or 6 men in the filing room. But then finally they sent back to Cadillac, Michigan, and got this man Collier. Now, Collier was a head filer and a first-class mill man. He'd been filing bandsaws in the South and through Michigan. Well, he was there about 1 week or 10 days, and those saws were making fine lumber. And they weren't breaking any more saws, and the mill was doing fine. And so the superintendent thought so much of him, he put him in charge, a superintendent of the whole plant. And Collier come to me, and he said, "Jack, I want you to go up in the filing room for a few days." Well, I said, "I don't know anything about it." "Well, you'll soon learn it," he said. So I went up to work with him, and he showed me a few things, and I got along pretty good. And finally he asked if I'd like the job, and I said yes, but can't afford to have my salary cut, because I got my folks to look after. I was getting $85 a month. That was good pay in those days. And he said, "Well, I won't cut your pay at all. I believe you'd make a first-class filer." Well, I was there 7 months when the head filer job come up. And I wanted that job, and Collier wanted me to have it, but the superintendent, he didn't know much about saws, and he said, "No, I want an old man with whiskers." So I said, "All right," and I quit on Saturday night. I picked up my tools and went home. Well, that man that came in to take the head job come in the filing room drunk, and he stayed drunk all day Sunday, and Monday morning he was drunk, so there was no one to do the filing. And they sent for me and put me in as head filer, and I made good. Well, the Albion Lumber Company had turned their circular mill into a band mill and put in a big 14-inch bandsaw. And they were having a lot of trouble with filers. So as soon as I got through, I went up to Albion. And I stayed there for 7 years altogether. And then during that time, they shut down and sent me up to USOL. Now, this Captain Dollar, he had a big mill up there, and he was having lots of trouble. And he said, "Any man that can keep that mill going so I can get lumber sawed fast enough, I will pay $140 to him." Now, that captain, he was running the schooner Newsboy, and he was cutting about $50,000 a day, and I knew the man that was there, he was just second class. So third day there, we cut 75,000 feet on one saw, hard pine. Well, the mill boss, he says to Captain Dollar and me, he says, "Come on in the office." He says to Captain Dollar, "There's been no wages set for Mr. Furlong." "Well," Dollar said, "I told him I'd pay $140 to a man that'd keep those saws going. Well, I'll make his wages $160 on what I've seen today already." so I stayed there. You've been listening to the recollections of Jack Furlong. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums, libraries, and historical societies. A full listing of Mendocino County Remembered episodes and selected audio archives can be found at lindapack.net. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.